From the house of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli, we fight our country's battles in the air, on land, and the sea. Thank you. You must be wondering, am I doing this with this strange Chinese dress? I'm giving you the presentation in traditional Chinese storytelling style. Why? You must be wondering why. The answer is quite simple. Understanding China. That is the very key when you're doing business with a Chinese museum or institution. So let's cut this short. Shall we start? That's the very first thing you need to consider, choosing the right partner. There are two kinds of institutions you'll be dealing with, either the public museum or the private galleries for artists, which, given my experience, you better choose the public museums. Why? I always ask this question, why? Because China, it is a, how should I put this, very unique country. After all, it's, I hate to say this, but it's a communist country. So when you're dealing with government, you have problems, but it's more security guaranteed. And the galleries are private. And you know, some of the artists in China are activists, and they do have trouble with the government. The most famous one is Ai Weiwei. He's very famous around the world, but he got trouble with government in China. So until now, I suppose he cannot travel around other places. So if you're dealing with this kind of artists, you might get yourself in trouble with the papers, visas, and you might be on blacklist from the Chinese government, which you want to try to avoid. And also, meanwhile, artists in China, they're somehow different from artists from other parts of the world. You often find there are a lot of collection lists and go to the art fairs around the world, paying a lot of money to buy a masterpiece. They can easily spend millions of dollars or euros to buy a masterpiece from art fair. However, they're not willing to pay another $1,000 to ship it. Why? I'm keeping asking why. Because they do not even know the art itself. They just want to buy it and show people they're rich. That's very unique. So they won't pay attention to fine art shipping standard, etc., etc. And they don't follow the rules of import-export procedures, which might get you, your institution, and your shipping agents in big trouble with the Chinese government again. So that's the first part. Here we go. Choosing the right loan. Since you're dealing with the public museums, so you want to choose cultural relics and away from the contemporary arts, because contemporary arts in China is very tricky, most likely in terms of its content. It can be either pornography or political sensitive issues. And in China, how should I put this? They're not so much concerned of pornography anymore. They used to. It's like taboo, but not anymore. It's changing. China is changing too. But there's a constant issue, which is the political issue in China. It can be easily identified as anti-communist or anti-government in your fine arts. For instance, there are artworks or sculptures referring to Cultural Revolution or Chairman Mao Zedong, or et cetera, et cetera, that will not allow to be traveled to or from China. And you will not get your exhibition license or export permit from the government. So try to stay away or be careful with that. And CITES. It takes a long time. I'm going to explain later on, because the CITES permit is also another issue in China. Because China does have different rules. Some artifacts which require CITES certificate from all other parts of the world might not be requested sightings in China. And meanwhile, some artifacts where other part of the world does not need a sightings for that, and Chinese government are requiring their own sightings. So you got to check with your agent, your local museums before doing that. As Andy said, give yourself enough time to do all this homework or investigations before you actually start planning an exhibition. Documentation, that's the interesting part. Exhibition license for all, I repeat, all exhibitions. It doesn't matter if it's contemporary or relics, it all requires exhibition license from the Landing Museum, from the Barber Museum actually, that the Chinese Museum will apply for that. It requires at least, I repeat, at least 90 days for processing. So give that time in advance before you start a shipping date. And CITES is much, much more difficult because it takes 90 days to get a CITES. However, you have to have your loan agreement and exhibition license ready. You have both of those ready, then you can apply for CITES. So 90s plus 90s and plus another 30, 40 days. Give your time for that. Without those, your shipment cannot go out of China. Don't ever do that. If someone tells you they can do that, sorry, it's illegal. You might have trouble wanting to return. So keep in mind, CITES and exhibition license. Customs. I find it's very interesting. Every items I'm presenting here, there are two customs you will be dealing with in China. Exhibition customs and airport customs. Probably that's the only place you're dealing with two different customs in one country. For all exhibitions, you're dealing with exhibition customs where it requires like 20 days for pre-filing before shipment arrives or before shipment's leaving China. And then you're dealing with the airport customs when the actual shipment arrives the airport or going out of China. So there are two customs you're dealing with, and they have different procedures. They have a different database, computer systems. They don't match each other. And if you fail one, you have to start all over again from point A. So be careful with that too. And as I said, the shipment will come in and going out of China via the same port, either it's air or ocean. If you, for instance, you have shipment from New York to Beijing, and then it's a touring exhibition to Second Avenue, to Shanghai, to Guangzhou, and try to bring it back to Beijing and back to from Beijing to New York, not from other part of the China, you might have trouble with the customs because there are different customs in different cities in China, but only Beijing and Shanghai and Guangzhou have exhibition customs. They're the only qualified customs to process exhibition shipments. If you do other cities like Hangzhou or Nanjing, they do have international flights, not to mention the cargo freighter thing, but even if they do have a cargo freighter thing, they do not have a exhibition customs. And the local customs in those cities are not qualified to proceed exhibition shipments. They will treat your shipment like a general cargo. For instance, for a domestic shipment we done before for the mummies from Xinjiang, they're asking for death certificate. How can I provide that? Those mummies are like 10,000 years ago. Where the hell I can find a death certificate for those mummies? But it's happening in China. The airlines and customer requesting that death certificate for mummies. So, you know, just stay with Beijing and Shanghai. That's much easier. Airport customs. They work only until 4 p.m. After 4 p.m., their computer system is shutting down. They don't take any data entries anymore. And they do have like a two-hour lunch break. And the bureaucracy and the system backlog. So you do expect a whole day for shipments arriving to or out of China. Shipping, airport, paperwork is complicated, long waiting time, airline warehouse. Keep in mind, it is not climate controlled. It's general cargo warehouse. And the good news is security is not an issue in China. You won't find people trying to hijack your artworks. They're more into precious goods or something, but not artworks. So security is not an issue. And plus, although they do not have the high-tech CCTV systems or so, but they have, in China, they have plenty of people to watch your works. Yeah. As Sanji said, there are whole army barracks in Palace Museum. It's paramilitary. They're well-trained. And not Special Force, not U.S. Marine, but they're trained. They can watch you all the time. And they have dogs. They have people. They have everything they need. It's all people. So don't worry about the security. It's not an issue. And here, I'll give you a rough idea how it's going to process when shipment arriving in China. So try to find an airline with ETA to Beijing or Shanghai or major cities in Beijing in China before 10 a.m. I know it sounds weird, but given the fact that airport customs only work until 4 p.m. and they do have a two-hour lunch break and they have computer problems, so give you enough time for the agent to get documents and paperwork processing. But I know a lot of U.S. Port to China, they do not have early flights. Like New York, I believe is arriving Beijing with 1 p.m. or 2 p.m. Chicago, yeah, 1:30 or... But just keep in mind, there is a service called expedite pickup, which means we pay extra money, we do faster work. So it's a big relief for you guys in the States. But for Europeans, please try. Try to make that as early as possible. So rough schedule. Shipments arrive at 10 a.m., 11:30 to 13:30, it's a personnel lunch break at the airport. After that, I will be ready, and then your agent will be doing the paperwork processing. It's not as easy as in the States or in European countries. It takes like a lot, because there are a lot of places you have to go, take your airway bill. You will get like, when you see the airway bill, it will be amazing, because it's going to be got the 20 CHOPS stamps on same airway bill. It's all different department, different office, different personnel. They all have to chop your one airway bill. And after that, it can be released for further processing. So it does take some time. And then so it won't be ready until, let's say, 4 p.m., right before the airport customs shut down their systems. Your documents will be ready. Then you can start unloading, depalletization, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You should be done that by, I'll say, 5 p.m., 6 p.m. But you cannot go into the city yet. No trucks are allowed into the city, major city area, between 7 to 9 a.m. and 4 to 8 p.m. So when you're done your palletization and loading, it's already 6 p.m. You have to wait at the airport for another 2 hours. And then your trucks will be heading to the city. But it is not going to the museum yet. It's going to exhibition customs compound, not the museum yet. At that place, the custom officer will check the trucks. But they do not open your crates at that place. They just open the truck, check the total numbers of your shipment, and make sure everything goes okay. Then they release your trucks. Then you can go to the museum. By that time, it's already very late. I'll say 11 or 11:30 p.m. And then you start unloading and then going to the museum storehouse. And then your courier can be going back to their hotels. So for the arriving, it's a whole day. Your courier will be having a very, very long day at the airport. It could be a whole day. It could be very late, or even early morning. So be prepared for that. After that, we will invite custom officers for them to go into the museum for on-site inspection. This time, they're going to open the crates. They aren't going to check the artifact itself. But they randomly pick several crates to open. The important thing is do not bother them. Leave them alone. they're just doing their jobs. The Chinese officials, I can tell you this, they do not know the artifacts itself. They just want to do their job. It's purely a showcase for them. So, and sometimes if they see your list, they have some artifacts they never see before. They're just curious to see that. So leave them alone. They'll choose, also given my experience, they choose at least 2 to 3 crates or maybe up to 5 crates to look the artifacts inside, and that's it. Then they will go. If, sometimes it happened before, if the courier said, no, you cannot open this, this is very high value, or no, I cannot open that, then you piss them off. And guess what? They just go. They just go. They stop their inspection. And then you're in big trouble. Because without their doing their inspection, you cannot start condition checking, unpacking, et cetera, et cetera. So you're in big trouble. Just so the key is leave them alone. Let them finish their works. It'll be like 1 hour, an hour and a half, and that's it. And meanwhile, there will also be quarantine officers for their inspections, but they just worry about the crates, fumigation, those kinds of things. It's not a big issue. So leave them alone. Let them do their jobs, and you're safe. And after that, you can do your unpacking, condition checking, installation, et cetera, et cetera. So this is purely a rough idea of how things come into China. Departure. Departure is pretty same procedure, just reverse it, all the incoming procedure. Also give the whole day for the processing, paperwork, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And the only thing I want to mention is there is a 24-hour, 48-hour policy for outgoing shipments ex major Chinese port. That is due to the size of the crate. It doesn't matter if it's cargo freighter shipment or passenger flight. As long as your crate size is over 63 inches by 63 inches, that means it cannot go through the X-ray machine at the airport. Then it will stay in the airport cargo facility for 24 hours before it's leaving China. And the bad news is for U.S. is 48 hours. That means after palletization, your crates will be staying in the airport cargo facility for 48 hours. After that, they'll catch the next available flight out of China to the United States. And 24 hours for European destinations. That's the only thing you need to worry about. And there's nothing you can do about it. It's regulations from the Chinese government and from the airport security reasons. And there's no alternative. You cannot ask, how about we took our crates out of it and put in our trucks? No, you can't. After it's done, it's done. It's after it's finished the custom procedures. It has to be in the cargo facility at the airport. And once again, it's not climate controlled. And once again, security is not an issue. They have more than enough people to watch it. Okay. I expect delays. Well, in China, you can have all these kind of situations. Just keep in mind, and choosing the right shipping agent is also very important. Just make sure they have experience and international standard. Understanding Chinese. They're not straightforward as American people. They will never say no to you, but they will change mind easily back and forth. So keep that in mind. I give a lot of talking and timing for those. And guanxi, which means connections with the correct person, is very important. Also, the Chinese dream. That is hard to explain, but just keep in mind, Chinese people are getting more and more aggressive. If you need any assistance, looking for the embassy for extra help. Thank you.